Blog Talk Radio.
Won't it be grand, oh, won't it be grand? Won't it be grand, oh, won't it be grand? I'm going home to live with Jesus. Won't it be grand? God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Amen. To being in the broadcast, of course, without you, we wouldn't have a broadcast. Amen. Without you, amen, tuning in and being a part, amen, we wouldn't have what we have today. Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you're doing for us and all of the active part of the body of Christ. We ask you to bless them, oh God, and give them the insight and direction of your coming and your doing. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory. We know that without you, we all would be nowhere. Amen. We'd be a ship without a sail. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. And we ask you to bless your people now. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. You're here again. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air, amen, and we always come together to take iron sharpening and iron. Iron sharpening and iron, amen. Proverbs says that in 27 and 17, iron sharpening and iron. In other words, we're helping each other to catch on to some scripture or some Bible verse you read, and now you're coming clear. We all began to understand, because understanding brings strength. Understanding brings strength. You begin to understand what you're going through and why you're going through this and the situations that are happening to you. Amen. You begin to see better. Amen. You begin to stand your ground better. Amen. The enemy can't do what he want to do. Amen. Because you know his tactics. You know his tactics. Amen. Also, Proverbs 24 and 6 says, a multitude of counselors, there's strength. So call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. You can, those that want to review this broadcast again, listen to us on the computer, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, as well as, amen, you can go to my website, www.JCIMinistries.org, www.JCIMinistries.org. Amen. Continue to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. Amen. And we give you the praise. And call a friend now. Call a friend. Amen. That's still on the air. Amen. Let them know Doctrine of Truth is on the air. The subject for this broadcast is growing life trees. Amen. Growing life trees. Amen. Growing life trees. Amen. We're discussing, amen, your spiritual growth. Amen. God is a businessman. Somebody might not think so, but he's not a man, but he works. And at the beginning of time, he made things. And he calls them, amen, he calls them to reproduce. He calls them the seeds that fall to the ground. They are prepared, amen, to go forward. The seeds that fall to the ground, amen, they're able to reproduce themselves, amen, to the exact tree. And we're talking about trees. Those of you have trees, you know, the Bible speaks of, let's go to Psalm 1, Amen. We're going to start the broadcast in Psalms 1. Then we're going to, amen, Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And we're going to work from those two back in the St. Luke 13 and 6. St. Luke 13 and 6. Amen. Psalms 1. And we want to read it. For one of the four Bibles, I always talk about one of the four Bibles that you have. And you always hear me stress the point that you know what kind of Bible you have. Amen. You know you're investing, child of God and saints of God. Always should invest in a Bible that they know of, that is true. Amen. I always say, let's start off from the King James Bible and work your way. There's the Amplified Bible. There's the New American Standard. And there's the New International. When you study, amen, because Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy, the third chapter in the 16th verse, that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished. Amen. And in good works. Amen. So all the scriptures are given by the Holy Spirit. God is the Word, and the Holy Spirit, He moved on men, and they wrote. Amen. And Jesus came forth, the Word came forth from the Old Testament to the New, some say the Old Covenant, to the New Covenant or the New Testament. A testament is a proof of people's life, a testimony of people's lives. Amen. So that from the Old Testament of people's lives to the New Testament of Jesus' life, amen, which is the gospel. The testament about Jesus' life, his will, his promises that he left for his people, God's people, and the world. They accept him. Amen. And those things there, those days there, amen, they will encourage you and help you into the truth. Into the truth. Amen. We said before the false doctrine started in the Garden of Eden with Satan. And he tempted Eve and got her to walk contrary to what God was saying. That's when false information started in the garden. So you need to find one of the best translations all over the world. Everywhere you go, you find the King James. Amen. As I travel, I found the King James, one of the popular translations. Then you can work from there. As you begin to study, amen, the New American Standard is popular. Amen. So I'm going to read Psalms 1 from the Amplified Version. The Amplified Version. Amen. Because it gives a lot of adjectives and verbs and what breaks it down. Where if you go to one of the Bibles and Bible Dictionary, you can kind of break down some of the scriptures. Psalms 1 from the Amplified. Blessed, and they have a parenthesis, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and available is the man who walketh and live not in the counsel of the ungodly, for emphasis, following their advice, their plan and purpose, not stands, for emphasis, submitting, submission, and inactive, and the paths of their sinners walking, not standing, not sitting, for emphasis, to relax and to rest in their scornful marketing gathering. That was Psalm 1 in the Amplified Bible. Amen. In the second verse, he delight and desire in the law of the Lord, and in his law, for emphasis, the precepts, instruction, the teaching of God. He inhabitly meditate, parenthesis, ponder and study, by day and by night. Romans 13 and 8, Galatians 3 and 1, 2 Timothy 3:16. You know, as Paul was saying, study to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. You're not, when you go to Bible study, you're making God looking at you and giving you a check mark of 100% because you're studying him to understand him. Amen. You're pleasing God. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted by the rivers of water, ready to bring forth the fruits in its season. Its leaves also shall not wither, nor fade, and everything he does shall prosper. For emphasis, come to maturity. This is Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. Fourth verse, not so the wicked, for emphasis, those disobey and live without God also are not so. But they are like the chaff, worthless, dead, without substance, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the wicked, for emphasis, disobey and living without God, shall not stand justified in the judgment, not as sinners in the congregation of the righteous, for emphasis, those who are upright and are in right standing for God. For the Lord knows and fully acquainted with the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, those who live without God's will, shall perish, for emphasis, in the end ruin and come to naught. Now you can see what Amplified Bible, it breaks down certain words, it's trying to clarify certain scriptures to help you understand. Amen. Because understanding is strength. Amen. Wisdom is power. Amen. Now we want to go to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. We're going to watch something now. Talking about spiritual growth and about you, all of us, Ecclesiastes says, in the third chapter, I'm going to read from the King James. Very familiar from the King James. Amen. The third verse, third chapter of King James. To everything, there's a season. Now, watch this now. Everything has a season. And a time to every purpose under heaven. Your life has, you've got seasons in your life, like a tree. Like a tree. Trees have seasons. Amen. So the Bible is, amen, like a metaphor giving you, amen, the notice that men and women of God and people themselves, they go through seasons in life. They go through seasons in life. You look at a baby. The baby come in. Amen. He begin to grow. Amen. Like a plant you put in the ground. He begin to grow in the family. They teach him the language. By and by, he gets a certain height. You send him to school to learn more. He begin to grow and grow. Amen. After a while, amen, he get to the young adult age or the teenager age and a different season in his life. Amen. Some of you say, you know, the terrible twos and all these different areas. But he grows. He grows. When a child doesn't grow to a certain extent, everybody begin to worry. And well, why is this child, amen, not growing? They want to put him in a certain category and see where is his life, amen, in maturity, amen. So the same thing, God, look at us Christians as trees, amen. There's a season. We want to try to find out what season you're in. Amen. In this broadcast, what season you're going through, and you can understand, amen, what season you're going through, you can understand where you are, what's happening in your life, and why you are having these problems. Amen. You might consider problems but it might be this growing season. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3:2 says, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, and a time to moan and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. Amen. Time to embrace. Amen. And a time to restrain from embracing. It's a time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rent and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? Amen. Watch this now. Watch this. The Bible says that we all go through seasons, and there's a season and a time in your life. Amen. We're talking about seeking you find your season. Seeking you find your season that you're going through. Where are you? Amen. Spiritually and physically. Amen. Where are you? Amen. Can you feel feeling? Is it feelings? Is it spiritual? Amen. Where are you? Amen. Remember, spiritual warfare begins in the mind. Amen. Proverbs says, a man thinketh, so is he. Amen. You want to find exactly, pinpoint it down, diagnose it. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit work with you. Amen. Concerning, amen, your life and the problems. Amen. Sometimes it's just a matter of you haven't been taught. You have seasons in your life. Amen. Sometimes maybe there's a situation, a lack of knowledge. But God look at you as being profitable. Amen. He's a good businessman. He told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he told them, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. That's what he told Adam and Eve. Be fruitful. And also the trees, they drop seeds. Amen. If you notice tree, they have leaves. They have leaves to the trees. You have examined, and if you go by a tree, and you can tell how the tree been nourished by looking at the leaves. The leaves begin to tell, amen, you, if you're aware of that the tree is going through situations of nourishment, a lack of nourishment, or some kind of problems with insects or diseases. You can look at the leaves. You can look at the leaves. And the leaves, they have holes in the leaves. They're either brown or they just maybe it's really, really green and the color is really gray. The color can be gray and you know it's drying up. Or the color can be wild green. You say, oh, that's a well-nourished tree. Amen. And but they also, there are certain seasons that affect the tree. In the wintertime, certain trees that give off their leaves and protection and nourishment, amen, go down to the bottom of the root. Amen. The tree is still living, but the trunk is just shedding leaves, preserving food. Amen. Then after a while, when the season change, amen, it comes back. Doesn't mean that it has lost life. It make an adjustment to the environment. Make an adjustment to the environment. Amen. Look at Lot. Lot was out there in Sodom and Gomorrah, and Lot made he made an adjustment to his environment. He had to go inside. Sometimes he'd go outside because he didn't want to be involved with those people. Amen. Like Psalm 1, he didn't want to sit around with the scornful. Amen. He didn't want to sit around and listen to the jokes and the laughter. Amen. And the smoking and the cursing. Amen. It vexed his spirit. He walked away. Amen. Sometimes, you have to just walk away. Amen. We know those of you that's working on your job, you just can't, you know, they know you're a Christian. When you walk away or don't playing the jokes and different things. Amen. Some at once are you blessed, you honored. Amen. Blessed means you are honored in your favor. Amen. God watches over you. Amen. So notice this now. Amen. Notice this. Those that are coming in. Amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries and get this broadcast again later on, any time of the week, 7 days a week. Amen. Or you go to our website, jciministries.org. Amen. This God is a businessman, and he wants to know what can he get out of your life while he's constantly honoring you and blessing you. Amen. And helping you. What are you doing for him? What are you doing for him? Amen. You're going through seasons of your life. If God blessed the tree, and he did, and he made the tree to grow, amen, when those trees begin to shed off leaves, he knows that God knows there's a season of winter coming. He knows there's a spring going to bring them back. He knows there's adjustment the tree going to go through, and the tree is bust out again. So even though this virus, this diseases, these laying off, amen, and these health problems, God knows he can bring you back up. Amen. You just shed off, take off what you, this adjustment you need, amen, to survive this season that the world is going through. Jesus said it was going to be trials and tribulation and sorrows, amen, mental anguish, amen. Shake it off and move on. You just got to shake it off. You just can't stay in there, because if you keep that in your mind, amen, and it begin to eat in your soul. And it's going to affect your health, because the body react to what you think. The body react. That's a leaf. You start reacting, and people can look at you. You're his spiritual tree. People watch you, and you start reacting. They say, oh, well, how you feel today? I feel all right. You say, well, yeah, but you don't look all right. You don't look all right, my friend. I'm sorry. Yeah, but then you come around and tell the truth. Well, the dog had the keys last night, and I had to go to the door. Okay. See, the manifestation of the outward part, you begin to give off. Amen. The tree, amen. You have to just let it go. Let the leaf fall off. Let it go. Amen. Mental problems, amen. It's the sorrow Jesus was talking about. It's much sorrow in the land. Amen. Much say, I wish I could have. I could have got ready. I should have did this. If you was in the council of people and they don't understand you, because, you know, you are different. You're a child of God. You might as well write that down. Christians stand out. They stand out. They stand out. Amen. And they are people that goes on, and they move around. And people recognize them. They recognize them. They see that they are going forth, and, you know, something strange about them. Amen. They praise God when things going wrong, and they're always praying when things are going right. Amen. They have a strange outlook on their life. Amen. They have a strange outlook on their life. Amen. So this is act strange. Well, you are strange. You are strange when you don't act like the way they would act. And you begin to change your attitude, and amen, about life and about situations. Amen. You strange. Amen. So don't worry about them thinking about you being strange. Amen. God picked on you. Amen. He wants you to be strange. He wants you to be different, because, amen, you're not walking in their counsel. You're not walking in their counsel, so that upset them. Amen. Said, well, thank God. Thank God. But you love them anyhow. Find something good in a person. Find something good. Amen. So here we are. This in St. Luke 13. Amen. Before we go to the studio and have you talk, amen, explain why you think this and this think that, or what you have seen. St. Luke 13:6. Amen. Notice that Jesus telling the parable He spoke a parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in the vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereof and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cast it down. Why cometh it the ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, until I dig about it and dug it. And if it bear fruit, well. If not, then thou shalt cut it down. Amen. We all look like as trees. God wants to grow. He wants us to be a, he wants to be productive in our life towards him. And you ask him to bless you. Amen. To show your favor on your life. Amen. Show your prosperity on your life. Amen. If he do, he wants you to stand out. He wants you to let people know that God did it. And many times, your haters are going to be upset and say, how did God do it? And they know you was a Christian. They were trying to hold you down. That's why they get upset. They want to hide in the world that you get away from them. And they was telling you to quit your job and go to another place. Because they were trying to make room now. They were trying to make room for their friend and all that. But they wanted to see you go down, lose your job, and lose your health and your worry. And they find out you didn't do that. And all of a sudden you got a promotion. And all of a sudden you got a relocation. And in other words, you begin to spiritually, you climb the ladder spiritually, and it push your manifestation, push you up physically. Paul said, I desire and pray that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prosper. Amen. When you begin to move up the ladder, your leaves begin to, your attitude, amen, the manifestation of your life begin to show in all kind of seasons that you're going through. My friend, what season are you going through now? How you feel about the growth in your life? Amen. Is there a problem? Is it all mental? Have you checked it out? Amen. First John 4 said, try the spirit and see whether or not they are of God. Amen. But how you try it, ask questions and line it up with the word of God. And how also you try, you pray and ask God for an answer. And two or three people that you never met, amen, begin to talk on a subject that pertains to you. You don't tell them anything. Amen. God can use anybody. He can use anybody. He can use a donkey. Amen. And make the donkey talk to you. You're doing wrong. God can use anybody. But what about growing now? What about trying to move on in life? Move on in life. Amen. Unforgiveness hurts you. That's all it does. Just hurt you. You just have to face it. You want them to be hurt, but it doesn't hurt them. What really hurt them? See you being happy, seeing you being prosperous, and see you moving on with your life. That's what really hurt the evil man. If you got something, somebody was did you wrong, and amen. And every time you see them, you stop talking. You feel nervous. You don't want to move around. They got the power. They got the power over you. Whenever you see them and they come in the door or the house, the church, the property, and they spot you and you spot them, and you stop talking, you stop feeling, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that. They got the power. So what you do, amen, just let it go. Just let all that go, and amen, and start laughing and talking and, you know, act like you don't see them. You act like you don't see them, and they think that they thought they really had the power on you, had something on you, and you let them walk around, and amen, they come by you and wait, you know, want to get you upset. No, you don't. Just look at them and laugh. Walk away from them. Amen. Because what? You are growing. You are growing in Christ. The season come and seasons go. Amen. Season come, like the trees be blowing in the wind. When the wind stop, you might lose some leaves. Amen. Amen. But you'll be there. You'll be there. All right, we're talking about growing. Amen. Life growing. We're growing. Amen. In seasons in your life. What season you have in your life? Ecclesiastes said that, amen, that Ecclesiastes says that there's seasons, and trees go through seasons, and the leaves of the trees, amen, the leaves shows what is happening on the inside of the tree, what kind of nourishment the tree is getting, what kind of fruit and the spray and the insect pellets, everything to help that tree to grow. So the same thing with your life. Your outside appearance, your facial, your health, let people know what you're thinking, how you're walking, how you're talking. Amen. You let them know that, but true, yeah, I'm going through a health problem right now, bro, but I'll be all right after a while. I said, yeah, I'm going through a financial problem, making an adjustment. Lord's willing, I'll be okay. Because you're going through that season. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. You're going through that season. But don't tell a lie that, you know, that's bad counseling. Don't tell a lie. Amen. You know, these false prophets, they say, oh, amen, those that need a blessing, amen, take your right shoe off and your sock off and put all the money in and bring it up here. Amen. You might be sick. He said, oh, it'll be all right. Now you tell everybody in the church, everybody in the audience, take their shoe off. Some need to be healed. Some need to be blessed. Amen. With another job. Some have mental problems. But that one method that they put out there, you ever noticed that these false teachers, they put out one method and they want to be covered all over the different problems. But God doesn't work that way. God doesn't work that way. And Ecclesiastes say there's a season, there's a time in your life, amen, God know how to work. Amen. God's ways is not our ways, our thinking. Amen. All right, we're going to the line now. We're going to the line, and we're getting ready to open up the line. That's how we work, amen, on this broadcast. Those of you that's, amen, that's coming in for the first time, amen. All you have to do is press one on the phone after you call the number and stay on the line. You don't hang up. But I always call out the area code and the last four digits of your telephone number. We don't want you to give out your name and address. No, we're not about that. We're not about fighting each other, talking against each other. No, we just want to come together in love, because love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. We want to have strength. Amen. We want to have understanding. We want to get caught on what the scripture says. Amen. Let the power of God be in your life, in our life. Amen. That's what we're about. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. So some of us can be talking on something and we never seen each other, and two or three people can catch on and say, oh, that's what I'm about. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 say, for wisdom is a defense. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 say, wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give light to them that have it. Amen. We all know, say, oh, I need some money, I'll be all right. Money is good. Money is good. Amen. But also, if you know how to get money, amen. Proverbs say, Ecclesiastes, somebody, you can still defend yourself. So you don't have money, but you know how to get money legally and righteously. Amen. You can defend yourself. Amen. So here we go. Just press one on your phone. Amen. We'll put you in. Our technician will put you in. Amen. Those that call. Amen. We'd like to hear what you think about not only the subject, amen, but maybe you might have a question, amen. All of us here can, amen, there's over 12 of us more, amen, can put their little comment on the question, on the subject, amen. We can all spiritually grow. Amen. We want to grow in Christ. Amen. It might be a season in your life. Maybe you thought it never would. You never had to go through things, and here you are. All right, we're going to go up to area code 754, the last four digits, 7506, last four digits. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. I thank God for his Bible study on tonight, and we're talking about seasons, but the word came to me, trust. We have to ask God to teach us how to trust him through every season. So I just wanted to put that out there tonight. We got to learn how to trust God through every season, know that God never changed. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. But we as a people have to learn how to trust God.
All right. Very good. God bless you. Amen. Thanks for calling. Amen. Learning how to trust God. Learning how to trust God. Amen. And that's it's always a process, learning God, learning his ways. Amen. All right. We are still open. We're in the studio. And those that are calling, you can call. Amen. That has called. The 800 number 855-236-2252 or the area code 347-215-8816. Amen. You can also go to our website, amen, jciministries.org. Amen. All right, we're talking about the growing season. Growing season. Amen. We're hoping that something has been said so far, that you can realize where you are. You're still a Christian. You're still a Christian, but you're living here on earth. And the world you see the world going through all kind of problems, earthquakes, walls, and, you know, floods and fires. And Christians still living here. You're still living here. Amen. But maybe you thought that you never would have had to go through these situations. Amen. You got your citizenship in heaven. Jesus has prepared a new home, a new place. But we're still here. We're still here. Okay, you can press 1 on your phone. We're in the studio live to hear all comments and questions. Amen. Visions and dreams. Amen. Poems. We said poems and songs. Amen. Somebody might want to encourage somebody with a song. Amen. We are our brother keeper. Amen. We all going to one place, heaven. Amen. We all going to heaven. Amen. We all looking for Jesus. But Jesus know how to talk to each and every one of us. Amen. That's why we try to keep it simple as possible here at Blog Talk. Amen. We can't give you send you out a diploma for your class or anything. We're hoping that, amen, whatever you receive, amen, from these broadcasts, amen, they are spiritual diplomas that will help you grow in Christ. Amen. That's what it's about, spiritual growth. All right, press 1 on your phone. Trees. We are like trees. We are like trees. Amen. We are like trees. The leaves. You people can tell the manifestation of a tree by looking at the leaves on the trees. Amen. You can see something wrong with the tree. Amen. But look at the leaves of it. If it's bearing fruit, like that Jesus told this parable, amen, but the farmer, he had a fig tree, and the fig tree was, it didn't have no figs on it for the last 3 years, he said, 3 years. Amen. The man said, I'm going to cut it down. Let's cut it down. He said, no, let's give it one more year. Let me dig around it and move some things from around the tree. Maybe, amen, add some extra water on the tree and see will it bear fruit. Sometimes God puts you in those situations. You might have to move friends, and move you around, amen, certain activities that you feel is so vital to your spiritual growth. You just don't want to give it up. You got saved, but you feel you don't have to give it up. Give up your activities and what is wearing you down. Amen. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy. And you begin wrong counseling. Amen. When you find people that don't want God, they tell you out, they telling you, I don't go to church. I'm never going to go to church. Then you know that's a sign that you can't listen to them because they're not praying. They're not reading. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm not going to support the church. I ain't got time for that. All they want is their money. They don't understand. God set up that system. And if you read it right, God investing in you, you should invest and keep the word of God going. So the counsel, sometimes the counsel of the ungodly, amen, can throw you off. Press 1 on your phone, brother, to see what we have here. Press 1. We're going to 561, last four digits, 3518. 3518.
Yes, 561. Good evening. Good
Bless
evening.
You.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yes.
What you just said is what really rang with me, because people say that all of the time. I'm not going to church because all they want is money. That is lack of knowledge. They need to really study, receive the wise counsel that you're talking about. Learn the scriptures. Learn the scriptures. Stop just going by, well, even if it is a past experience, but that's the thing. Why are you going to church if you're not going to learn? Jesus said, learn of me. Go learn about Jesus. It's about Jesus. How are you going to learn about God's system as it relates to money until you study? So don't just brush it off. It's about Jesus. You have to want. What did he say? Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You have to want it. You have to want the water. And what he said, I'm the water. I'm the wine. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. You have to want it all, and it's all Jesus. Stop worrying about people. So if you're going to the wrong place because that's how you feel, that all they want is money, then they haven't taught you. You need to find where the Holy Spirit is so you can learn about Jesus and God's way. Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate you.
God bless you, woman of God. You know, if you remember when Jesus was sitting around the table and he was in the tabernacle, you know, they went out all during the week. They was witnessing and they was sitting around the table. You know, Jesus was a Jew. Now, they paid tithes. He was talking about what kind of tithes was brought to the table. The Jews paid tithes. Jesus was a Jew. He paid tithes. Amen. Amen. He paid tithes. Ain't but 10%. The church still on 10%, but everybody's getting a raise. The church still at 10%. And it's one of the best building fund ever. It started out, amen, back in Deuteronomy, amen. So you can't trust God. Give God 10% of a dollar. Amen. Now you want to ask him to give you more of that? Amen. What kind of tree are you? What kind of tree are you? Amen. Let's study it out. Let's study it out like the caller was saying. Amen. We need to study. You study on Jesus, his activities, and what he has done. When you begin to grow, amen, sometimes you just need to check your environment. All right? All right? We don't want to get out of time, get away. We have a poor house, but we want also you to be able to share your knowledge. You don't have to be too deep, but it's maybe there's some experiences you have. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We all have hurts. Amen. Oh, yeah, your leaves can be just as green and beautiful and vibrant, and you can get somebody come on and pull off the leaf, amen, break a limb off. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants you to be, amen, hateful and mad and upset about what somebody has done. You have to learn how to shake it off. It's going to grow back. It's going to grow back. Strength coming. Amen. Joy coming in the morning. Amen. You have to go through that season to see. Trust God, like the first responder was saying about faith. God going to make it grow. Amen. Whatever I lost, God going to bring it back. He's going to bring it back. He's going to bring it back. Let's trust him to do that. Amen. He will. He will. We don't trust him on this side of life. Amen. How can you trust him to give you eternal life? Amen. When you start facing the reality. Amen. This is reality, but you haven't really faced. Amen. The real reality. Everybody got to face. Amen. The real reality. And the world is showing you little by little. Amen. Jesus is coming. All right. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. For our time run out, we thank God for you. Okay, here we go. 561 area code. Last 4 digits is 1413. 1413.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
God bless everybody out there in Blog Talk Land. Bless you, Bishop, sir, and everyone. I apologize for being late, but I heard you earlier. Time for everything. And the main thing is about knowing how to react and how to respond. The time is upon us now to girdle our loins and stand and put on the whole armor of God and pray like never before. Amen, amen. And love like never before. And take heed to the teachings of the man, woman of God that he put before us. Amen. So God bless you, and watch the sign of the times. Be blessed.
God bless you, man of God. There's no late time to get in on this program. We're always happy to have you. Amen. Amen. We have still a couple more minutes. Somebody can press 1 on the phone. Amen. These are the signs of the time. Jesus, Paul said, pray without ceasing. Amen. You can always say a little prayer. The most powerful thing I have learned early in my ministry, amen, had a lawyer friend give me a call and evangelizing. He was telling about the different things people wanted to do to get to win the case. And it came to me to tell him, get up in the morning, read a scripture, and pray. You have to. I took that under myself. I use that all the time. Amen. When I get up, I just hit the floor. Boom. Say a little short prayer. Amen. You have to retrain your thinking. That's what Paul said. We have to, amen. We have to retrain our thinking. We have to transform ourselves from the old way. Amen. Renewing the mind. We have to write papers and put a little notes. You know, the notes. Did you pray today? Did you read the scripture this morning? And that would lift your mind. The same thing at night. Pray. Pray, pray, and praise God. You know, you have your little praying and praying and lifting your okay, 561, last 4 digits, 5981. 561, 5981.
Yes.
God bless you.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. I want to just say a lovely lesson again, like always, on every Wednesday when we listen. But I just have a little song that I want to sing. Is it okay?
Go right ahead, man of God.
Yeah. I'm just going to sing this song. Dedicated to all of us Christians, those that are saved, and those that soon to be saved. I'm believing that there are going to be many that are going to turn their life over to Christ this year. Without God, we would be nothing. Without God, we would fail. Without God, our life will be drifting like a ship without a sail. Hold on, Christian. Hold on. Just a little while longer. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. Amen. That's the, amen. I call him Lazarus too. Amen. God brought him out. He's the only one in the ward lived. Amen. He's still without God. Amen. We will fail. Amen. Amen. All right. It's proof. It's proof. Amen. He is proof. Amen. That God still got you. That's why we're saying, what? Amen. What can God get out of your life? Amen. He's a good businessman. Why he keeping you around? Why he's talking with you and helping you? Are you going to do something? Are you going to continue to live for him? Amen. People can see your life wherever you are. Amen. He's investing in your life. Amen. To do something. You got a purpose. Amen. Ecclesiastes says that's for every season. There's a purpose. God got a purpose for us. Amen. All right. We're getting closer to the time that we're going to be asking for prayer for those that are not here. You have family and friends that are sick. Ecclesiastes 3, see, for everything there's a season and a time for every purpose. Amen. God got a purpose for you, for what you're going through. It's a purpose for that. Job, it was a purpose for Job going through what he went through. But he stayed on the God. He stayed on the God. Somebody can come through and take your popcorn money, and you still saved. Yeah, they upset because you still saved. The enemy doing something. Oh, they still saved. I don't like that. They're still getting mad at that person. Amen. You still saved and say hallelujah. Anyhow, and go on, and God bless you with 2 times more money. You can buy a truck of popcorn. That's what burned them up. That's where they get upset. That's what makes the devil, you put heat on his head. You put coal on his head when you do good to him. The Proverbs says you heap coal on your enemy when you do good for him, good to them. And you know they're doing you wrong. All right, we can take two more callers. Amen. And you know, I have to get up and walk around and praise God, because y'all burning me up with all these good testimonies and good remarks. Amen. The word of God is sharp, and it cuts between the marrow and the bone. Amen. When you understand, amen, why you're going through things, you understand the seasons in your life. Amen. But it doesn't come to make you weak. It comes to make you strong. Amen. And last year, what season you was in last year? Amen. A year before that, you thought you couldn't make it. In other words, you had a television idea how you should have made that. You should have made this. Amen. But God was showing his strength in you. Amen. People saw God in you. Amen. You say, wow. They still holding on to their faith. All right, press 1 on your phone. Amen. We'll take one more caller. Take one more. Amen. And then we're going to go to prayer. Prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer. Press 1 on your phone. Okay, did we miss somebody? Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'm thinking 954-4485. Did I miss 4485? If I did, I'm sorry. Amen. Just press. Amen. Press it again. Amen. All right. All right. Okay. All right, we're getting ready to go to prayer. We're going to get ready to go to prayer now. So if you desire to pray for the audience, amen. Let's press one on your phone, and we'll put you in. Amen. We want to give everybody a chance. Okay, we're at 954-4485 for prayer. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you again tonight, God. We just come before you right now with humble hearts and bowed heads, God. We just thank you for the message. God, we thank you for the messenger, God. We thank you for the listeners. Father God, we just pray that it does not fall on deaf ears, God, that we want to be not only hearers of the word, but God, Father God, we want to become doers of the word, Father. God, we just thank you right now, understanding that, amen, there's a season for everything. And Father God, in each season, amen, there's growth. God, so we just want to grow, God. We want to take it as glory and tribulations. Amen. As we go through, God, we just want to continue to trust and lean upon you, understanding, God, that you have never failed, nor will you ever fail. God, we'll give you the glory and we give you the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. In the garden. All right, we can take two more prayers. Just press one on your phone. Amen. We'll take two more prayers for the saints, for your family, for your friends. Amen. It might be somebody. You got to intercede. The prayer of intercession. Jesus sitting on the right hand, interceding for us. He's standing for us. Amen. In the book of St. John, he's, amen. And see, Jesus said, these are mine. Amen. Father, these are mine. Amen. All thine are mine. All mine are thine. Amen. Amen. He's standing there because Peter was saying, amen, every night, and the enemy come up with all kind of accusations, this lying going on. Amen. They have a courtroom up there in heaven. Amen. The enemy up there lying. He up there lying. Because you know he can't take God, can't take you out of God's hand. He can't pluck you out of God's hand. Amen. Amen. So Jesus is setting intercession for us. He's there. He doesn't lie. No. He gave up too much. Amen. To back up on his word. God, the word will not come back. Amen. That means Jesus' word will not come back. He is the word. And he wants you. He loves you. He invested in you. Amen. God invested in you. Amen. What profit God is getting out of your life? Amen. Are you a good witness for him? And those of you who have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, you can do so at this time. Amen. Accepting him in your heart. Amen. That's what he looks. He looks on the heart. He looks on the inward part. He looks on the heart of a man, the motivation of a man or woman. Amen. You can be going through things like Job, but God sees your heart. Amen. He watches the heart of a man and a woman. And Father, we thank you right now, God. We ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon each and every one. Oh, God, we're interceding, oh, God, for the sickness of the saints. We're interceding for those that are going through bankruptcy, oh, God, divorce and trials and incarceration, oh, God, that need a amen, an uplift, amen. Renew the leaves, oh God. Heal the mind in the name of Jesus. Bind Satan's hand, bind his grip, because all of us are here, oh God. Every code 754, every code 561, every code 954s, and oh God, we're here and with one mind, oh God, and one effort, oh God, lift you up, to lift you up, oh God. And we ask you to praise, Lord. We give you the praise. We're praising you for the victory. We're praising you, Lord. We're praising you for helping us now. God bless you all. We're always happy to have you. Thank you for making this broadcast. Call a friend and tell a friend to go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. If you have a laptop or computer, amen, you get your friend or your cousin, amen, and get them to go on and listen to all these broadcasts of about five or six years, and you can find a program, amen, that feeds your soul. And we love you. God bless you again. Amen. Tune in next week. Amen. Remember, amen, what are you really doing? Amen. To help the growth of your life and your friend's life, your family life, showing the love of Jesus. Amen. Until next time, God bless you.